One of the purest examples is La Madeleine. Begun as a church, it was completed by Napoleon as a temple to honor the soldiers of his grand army, the brave young men who paid the ultimate price to build his new empire. As a sort of offbeat look at Parisian history, lots of seasoned travelers like to pick through the headstones, pay homage to their favorite permanent Parisians. Paris has attracted artists from all over the world. Many of them have chosen to be buried here.
The Père Lachaise Cemetery is the final home of artists such as Molière, Oscar Wilde, Gertrude Stein, Chopin. For a completely different melody, follow the graffiti to Jim. You can join pilgrims at the tomb of rock musician Jim Morrison of The Doors.
Paris is bohemian. It continues to be a haven for free thinkers, artists, poets, philosophers. Many of them hang out right here in the Latin Quarter. It's called that because in the Middle Ages, this was the university district filled with students speaking Latin. Latin was the only language of higher education back then.
The left bank and the students are still here. The Sorbonne University is right in the middle of it. Sidewalk cafes, artists, and jazz clubs make it a great spot to while away the hours. It wears different faces through the day. Sleepy in the morning, commercial in the afternoon, and partying after dark. Bookstores abound. Of course, most cater to French speakers. But Paris is so international, you can find books in almost any language. This shop sells nothing but books in English.
Now let's cross the bridge to enjoy one of the highlights of Paris. Sainte-Chapelle is on the island, not far from the Notre Dame, and it's one of the least seen must-sees in Paris.
The 13th century triumph of Gothic church architecture, it's a cathedral of glass like none other. Built in less than 5 years by Louis IX to house the supposed crown of thorns, it's a chapel on a chapel. The lower chapel was for lesser subjects.